Spiritual Gifts, Volume 1, Tape 2, page 77, Chapter 11, The Ascension of Christ. All heaven was waiting for the hour of triumph when Jesus should ascend to his Father. Angels came to receive the King of Glory and to escort him triumphantly to heaven. After Jesus had blessed his disciples, he was parted from them and taken up. And as he led the way upward, the multitude of captives who were raised at his resurrection followed. A multitude of the heavenly host was in attendance, while in heaven an innumerable company of angels awaited his coming. As they ascended up to the holy city, the angels who escorted Jesus cried out, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in." With rapture, the angels in the city who awaited his coming cried out, "Who is this King of Glory?" The escorting angels with triumph answered, "The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle." "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in." Again the heavenly host cried out, "Who is this King of Glory?" The escorting angels in melodious strains answered, "The Lord of hosts, he is the King of Glory." And the heavenly train passed into the city. Then all the heavenly hosts surrounded the Son of God, their majestic commander, and with the deepest adoration bowed, casting their glittering crowns at his feet. And then they touched their golden harps, and in sweet, melodious strains filled all heaven with their rich music and songs to the Lamb who was slain, yet lives again in majesty and glory. Next I was shown the disciples as they sorrowfully gazed towards heaven to catch the last glimpse of their ascending Lord. Two angels clothed in white apparel stood by them and said unto them, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." The disciples with the mother of Jesus witnessed the ascension of the Son of God, and they spent that night in talking over his wonderful acts and the strange and glorious things which had transpired within a short time. Satan counseled with his angels, and with bitter hatred against God's government told them that while he retained his power and authority upon earth, their efforts must be tenfold stronger against the followers of Jesus. They had prevailed nothing against Jesus, but his followers they must overthrow if possible, and carry on his work through every generation to ensnare those who would believe in Jesus, his resurrection and ascension. Satan related to his angels that Jesus had given his disciples power to cast them out, rebuke them, and heal those whom he should afflict. Then Satan's angels went forth like roaring lions, seeking to destroy the followers of Jesus.